So, Mark, you said that you want to build a website?
That's right, yeah. So I noticed that you have a website, Todd, right?
Yes, yeah.
Did
So
you build that yourself?
I did actually. I knew nothing when I first started, and I learned, and it's pretty easy actually.
Really? I was looking at the program called Dreamweaver. Do you know that one?
Yeah, actually, Dreamweaver is probably the most popular program. It's what I use. It's quite good.
Yeah, so you use that to build your website?
Yes.
Okay. Because I actually managed to build a website. I was building one for my auntie's small hotel in Spain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I
Cool.
managed to build it about 4 pages, but I was having problems actually putting it on the internet.
All right.
Have you any advice for me how to do that? She didn't want to pay
Right.
per month, you see.
She wanted to do it free,
For
so.
free, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, usually you can get a website for free, but what will happen is they'll put a banner. Or they'll put some type of advertisement for that company on the website. So it's pretty hard to get free server space without some type of advertisement, unless you pay.
Right. So how much does it cost per month to put your website on the internet?
Well, I only pay $40 a month.
$40,
Yeah,
really?
and I get quite a bit of bandwidth. I only use half of my bandwidth, so it's a really good setup.
And then you have, is there a way to keep track of how many people hit your website
Right.
per day?
Right. So actually, a hit usually just refers to like the computer pulling up a picture or a text or an audio. A unique viewer is how many people view the website. So usually the company will tell you how many unique viewers you have.
Right.
And also, if you want to make money on advertising, the key thing is unique viewers and also pages, page impressions, which means how many different pages are pulled up on the screen. So that's what advertisers want to know.
Right, okay.